Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Federal court jurors today begin their second day of deliberations in the trial of Boston City Councilor Chuck Turner. Turner faces one count of attempted extortion and three counts of making false statements to an FBI agent related to what the government alleges was a $1,000 bribe. If convicted, Turner faces the possibility of decades in prison. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
Wearing a Jerry Garcia tie and his hair in a bun, attorney Barry Wilson playfully rubbed Chuck Turner's bald head just before the proceedings began. Maybe it was for luck. No sooner had they sat back than the prosecutor thrust forward on attack from the start. On August 3, 2007, this man took $1,000 from Ron Wilburn, prosecutor John McNeil told the jurors, wasting no time. On Wednesday, Turner had testified that though he didn't remember anything about the alleged bribe, he wouldn't have looked down if someone was giving him cash. In the culture of his district, Turner said, that was considered a preacher's handshake, and it would be disrespectful to look. You know, ladies and gentlemen, Chuck Turner is no preacher, the prosecutor continued. He's a politician. As for the preacher's handshake, there was nothing godly about it. It was the oldest handshake in American politics, the sly slip of cash, the greasing of the palm.
Have you seen my client?
Outside the court, Barry Wilson, who looks like a cross between Danny DeVito, Jesse Ventura, and Jerry Garcia, was dumping another load of gravel on the government's case.
My client talks with how many people a day?
The reason Chuck Turner couldn't remember that government witness, Ron Wilburn, the attorney said, was because Wilburn was so insignificant. And to know Chuck Turner, the chairman of the Green Rainbow Party, who drives a 15-year-old car held together by duct tape, is to know someone who
is not a man consumed by money. I mean, look, does it look like he goes dresses at Saks Fifth Avenue or Neiman Marcus?
No, it does not.
Chuck Turner cares about what he does. Chuck Turner's real.
In a courtroom that's been packed with a rainbow of Turner's supporters during the trial, white grandmothers in straw hats, Buddhist monks, unionists, housing activists, African-American retirees, ex-cons, and a man in a keffiyeh, Wilson alternately whispered and shouted to the jurors. Mr. Turner was attempting to get a hearing. He's doing what he does every day. His job. His job. He helps his constituents. He does his job.
There has to be a knowing that Mr. Turner knew when he gave him whatever he gave him that he was being asked to do something beyond, you know, because of his job beyond it. They didn't prove it. The case was from hunger.
Wilson told the jurors the government hadn't proven the key element that Turner knowingly took a bribe or later knowingly lied. As for Turner's apparently damaging testimony in his own defense, Wilson said to the jurors that if Turner was making it up, he certainly would have come up with a better story than the one he told. That he couldn't remember.
Please.
So you stuck with a Mark Twain defense in there, as you characterize it.
You play the hand you're dealt.
And the Mark Twain defense is?
If you tell the truth, it's not a problem if you don't remember.
That's selective amnesia, the prosecutor John McNeil told the jurors. Chuck Turner draws a magical blank to Ron Wilburn, a truly magical blank. He forgets the unforgettable Ron Wilburn. If you exclude Turner, the defense didn't put on any witnesses. Turner, in effect, called himself as a witness, to his attorney's dismay. But before the jurors, in his closing, Barry Wilson presented his own theory that Ron Wilburn skimmed $800 off the $1,000 that the FBI says it gave him to give to Turner. So Turner got only $200 in that handoff he says he can't remember. Ridiculous, the prosecutor shot back with disdain, and in any event, the defense never entered any evidence or testimony to that effect.
Good afternoon, Counselor.
Outside the courthouse afterward, Turner actually said he was glad.
I'm so glad it's over.
Well, it's over, but it's not over, isn't it?
Oh, it's over for me. I mean, I've wanted the trial to take place, I've testified, and so now it's just up to the jury to make the decision.
The FBI offered him an opportunity to commit a crime, the prosecutor had told the jury in closing, and Chuck Turner gripped it and grabbed it. But Turner seemed stoic.
If I'm found guilty, I'll go to prison and do prison organizing.
For WBUR, I'm David Bowery.